This is the State Capitol Report, the hour we devote each week to state political news, and these days, most of the attention is on the November elections. Tomorrow is the deadline for those who want to run for state legislature to get their nomination papers submitted. Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, July the 7th. And this hour, during the State Capitol Report, we will welcome in Jeff Mayers, the president of WIS Politics Publishing, who wrote a piece on the political speculation over the November elections that appeared in the latest edition of the Wisconsin Interest magazine. And Jeff joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us on this Monday morning. Now, I know you wrote this piece on the political speculators looking into the crystal ball before the Democratic nomination for president was wrapped up earlier this spring.
Right. But this was written in April. So, yeah. A lot of it's still current speculation.
Absolutely. Still a lot of whispering going on about how maybe an Obama win for president might affect Wisconsin, specifically what it might mean for Governor Jim Doyle?
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of speculation. Of course, this is in the what-if category, but it's definitely part of the discussion in the political community. So I think that if Obama wins, there's a lot of speculation that Governor Jim Doyle will get a job offer and maybe take it and leave the governorship, as Pat Lucey did in the 70s and Tommy Thompson did when George Bush got elected.
Yeah. Any indication that Doyle wants a spot in an Obama administration?
Well, some people who are Doyle loyalists talk about it, and so I think that hints that he's at least interested in getting an offer.
Yeah. And what is this I read here about maybe that Doyle doesn't want to leave Wisconsin in the hands of Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton?
Well, this isn't the isn't an uncommon thought with governors. They often don't, even though they're a lieutenant governor, they may have run with that lieutenant governor, and the lieutenant governor has been part of their administration. They don't always think that the lieutenant governor is up to the job. I mean, that's, I think, common with governors. I don't. It's hard to tell sometimes exactly what the relationship is between Governor Doyle and Lieutenant Governor Lawton, but I think it's safe to say from what people who know them both say, it's not a real close relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is this, as we say in this conversation, this is a what-if conversation, and this is political speculation. But there's some speculation that he would, before he would take one a job offer, perhaps from the Obama administration. Of course, Obama would have to win and offer such a thing. That he'd like to find get somebody a true loyalist to him in that spot.
Yeah, I don't think you wrote about this, but if it's not Barbara Lawton, who would be that person to take over Doyle's Democratic spot as governor?
Well, I think that those names that are floating around, I don't think that they really are quite there yet. I think that that's really too early to even broach at this level. So I think that that may become clear if clearer if Obama wins and there is some kind of offer that seems to be coming.
Well, who would be possibly changing jobs or leaving Wisconsin if John McCain won for president?
Well, the most speculation there right now is that Paul Ryan, who is the congressman from the 1st Congressional District, that's used to be a swing district, conservative Democratic district held by Les Aspin for many years, and he is a young Republican star in Washington, D.C. There's been talk that he might be a vice presidential pick of McCain's. I think that's most people in the political community seem to think that's a long shot. But his name is out there. And I think, though, that there is some talk that if McCain would win, that perhaps Ryan might be a a good pick for a budget director in a McCain administration. He's he's made budget and tax issues part of his bailiwick in Congress. It's helped him craft a niche, certainly a national niche, as an innovator in the Republican House caucus. And so, who knows?
We are going to check weather, and then we will continue talking about how the November elections are shaping up in Wisconsin, how Wisconsin might be affected by an Obama or McCain win for the White House. Our guest is Jeff Mayers, president of WisPolitics Publishing, which operates WisPolitics.com, WisBusiness.com, WisOpinion.com, and IowaPolitics.com. His piece, Political Speculators Looking into the Crystal Ball, appears in the spring issue of the Wisconsin Interest magazine. We welcome your questions for him and maybe even your own political speculation. And we will talk some more about how the state races are also shaping up. When we come back after weather, maybe you're in one of the districts with a retiring state legislator. Maybe there is an open seat where you live. Which political direction are you leaning? Do you want Democrats to control the state legislature entirely? Do you like the idea of the split control like we have now? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I learned, I've been through a lot of statewide campaigns in this state, and I think I could say people really get down to what the issues are here. And clearly people are very, very hungry for change, and clearly people believe that Barack Obama is the person that can best bring that change.
That was Governor Jim Doyle speaking to Chris Matthews and Keith Olbermann on MSNBC the night of the Wisconsin primaries, touting his support for Barack Obama. And we're talking about the fall elections during this hour and whether Governor Doyle's endorsement and support of Barack Obama might get him a job in the Obama administration, should there be one. Also talking about what state political leaders might be following John McCain to Washington, should John McCain win. And we'll also spend some time during this state capitol report talking about how the Wisconsin fall elections are shaping up and some of the more competitive districts and the battle for control of the state legislature. And we welcome your questions and comments for our guest, Jeff Mayers, who is president of WisPolitics Publishing. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And Jeff, I'm wondering, having you follow up on what we heard Jim Doyle just say, any sense right now whether Wisconsin is indeed itching for this change and that Obama has an edge this fall in Wisconsin?
Yes. I mean, I think that right now Obama does have the edge. In fact, we did a poll in conjunction with the UW Department of Political Science, and this was done last month, right after Obama clinched the nomination and Hillary Clinton endorsed him. So I think it's kind of captures a high watermark for Obama in Wisconsin. So this is a scientific poll statewide, and what that showed was that 50% of those surveyed were for Obama, 37% for McCain, and 13% were undecided or refused. This is June 10. Survey. Since then, there have been a couple other surveys by a couple of other polling outfits that have shown similar results. So, I think it's safe to say that Obama has gotten some bounce out of the end of the nomination fight. Hillary Clinton endorsed him. That doesn't mean every Hillary Clinton supporter is for Obama. Witness the Clinton delegate to the national convention that said she was going to be for McCain, and is maybe bounced by the Democrats' national organization so that she wouldn't be on the floor in Denver. So, I mean, but I think that, there's a he definitely got a bounce out of that, and I think that right now he's he seems to be in good shape. But there's a long way
right.
to go. Other Democratic candidates in other presidential years have been ahead by similar amounts and then gone on to defeat. There's a lot of worry among some Democrats about Obama. He really didn't get hit in the in Wisconsin before that primary. That primary victory sort of is a false indicator for many of them. The fact that he won so much by so much in so many places across demographics, all the demographics in Wisconsin, they say that could be a false indicator.
A lot of people thought that maybe Hillary Clinton didn't really wage a very good campaign in Wisconsin.
Right. She, you know, Obama, a week out from the primary election, was here in the state. He had a big rally at the Kohl Center in Madison. Hillary Clinton didn't show up till the weekend, although Bill Clinton and Chelsea Clinton were here. Obama outspent her 4-1 or 5-1 in terms of ads. So, I mean, yeah, it wasn't a real fight in a way because the Clinton campaign was looking down the chessboard to Ohio and Texas.
Yeah. So is there, yes, you're right, there's obviously a long time between now and November in political terms anyway, but what's the speculation over coattail effects when it comes to if indeed Obama has the edge in Wisconsin? Is there any speculation how that might spill over to the state legislative races?
Right. I think that that is, you know, that's the big question. Now, how much will the electorate, if they're coming out to vote for change and are voting, you know, and independents are voting for Obama, does that mean they're going to vote Democrat down the rest of the ballot? That is the, you know, that's the big question. Democrats are definitely optimistic. They're very, that's why they're optimistic in trying to field candidates in all 99 assembly races. That's why they're optimistic that they can get the assembly. And the Republicans, even though they admit it is a tough environment for Republicans here and across the country, are saying these are, you know, district by district races. It's up to, you know, these are local elections, and so these involve local politicians. And so you can't just say that just because even if Obama wins or wins big, that, you know, this would necessarily translate down the down ballot. But we did ask a generic ballot test in that poll. In other words, we just said because we couldn't ask it district by district, we said, you know, if you're voting in the assembly race in your district today, would you vote for the Democrat or Republican? And the results very closely mirrored that 13-point edge for Obama in terms of, you know, leaning Democratic. Mm-hmm. But the independents are less, it's unclear exactly where the independents will go. So the independents, this is really a fight for the middle in Wisconsin this November.
Yeah, and Wisconsin voters are noted for being split-ticket voters. They might vote for Obama for president, but a Republican for a state office.
Well, sure. You know, 2006 was a big Democratic year, right? Mm-hmm. So J.B. Van Hollen was elected Attorney General.
Right. Yeah. Right now, Democrats do control the Senate by what? Just one, right?
17-15.
Yeah, oh, two. Okay. And we have now they're trying to pick up the assembly, and they need three seats to pick up or take
right.
control of the assembly. What are the?
I'm sorry. The Senate's 18-15.
Okay.
Yeah, there's 33 members. Sorry about that. The Senate's 18-15, and the controlled by Democrats in the assembly is 52-47, controlled by the Republicans. There is a vacancy in the Senate because Bresky was appointed by Governor Jim Doyle to become the railroad commissioner.
Yeah, and the Republicans are hoping that they might gain some ground in the state Senate, maybe take control away from the Democrats?
Well, I think that most insiders in the political community are still focused on the race for the assembly. I think a lot of the, as you know, I guess you call it institutional Republican money, will go to try to save the assembly. But definitely, when Governor Jim Doyle appointed Roger Bresky to railroad commissioner, that put his seat, his North Central Wisconsin seat, a little bit more in play than it was before. Now, Jim Holprin, the former tourism mm-hmm. secretary, who was also an elected state representative from Eagle River, a longtime representative in that district, he is the Democratic candidate against Tom Tiffany, a business owner in that part of the state. And so Jim Holprin is definitely a very good candidate, but he hasn't run for elected office in some time. But Democrats are confident that they're going to hold that seat. But it gives Republicans, more of an edge to talk about their chances. I mm-hmm. think still, though, the most of the attention seems to be focused by the operatives and the party leaders on the race for the assembly.
Yeah. So what are the seats that Democrats feel, strongest in to take control of the assembly?
Well, I think, let's start with the Madison area. I think they're definitely going after the open seat in the northern part of the Madison media market. Eugene Hahn's mm-hmm. seat. Eugene Hahn, a longtime Republican, is retiring, and I think that's going to be a focus. Steve Wickard, a Republican in Appleton. Appleton used to be really safe Republican territory. It's been edging Democratic, and he had actually a fairly close race last time, and so Democrats are optimistic on that one. They're also optimistic on Carol Owens' seat. She's retiring in Oshkosh, longtime Republican there. And then they're also looking at Terry Musser. He's another retiree, moderate Republican who retired. He's retiring. He's in Black River Falls. So the Democrats are hoping to pick off or move these seats to the D column. Now, in terms of a incumbent they're going up against, they're going to try very hard again to get Brett Davis from Oregon, and they're going to try very hard to get Terry Moulton from Chippewa Falls. On the flip side, the Republicans are really going to try to knock off some of these Democratic incumbents who they think are sitting in Republican districts, like Ann Raycheck in Balsam Lake, Andy Jorgensen in Fort Atkinson, Kim Hickson in Whitewater, and Phil Garthwaite in Fenimore.
We will talk more about how these races are shaping up in for the November elections here in Wisconsin, talking with Jeff Mayers from wispolitics.com. We welcome your thoughts, your questions at 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, talking about the upcoming battles over the control of the state legislature, some of the key seats being targeted by Republicans and Democrats. Also talking about the speculation of who would stay and who would go under a Barack Obama or John McCain administration. If Obama wins, would Governor Doyle be in line for a Washington job? What job do you think he should have anyway if Obama wins? We'll talk about that coming up after this. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is our State Capitol Report. Every Monday during this hour, we talk about state politics, the latest news in state politics, what people are talking about in state politics. And we're doing that this hour with Jeff Mayers, who is president of WISP Politics Publishing, which operates wispolitics.com, wispbusiness.com, wispopinion.com, and iowapolitics.com. Jeff has been watching politics for a long time, and he wrote about the speculation that's going on right now regarding the November elections, a piece that runs in the spring edition of the Wisconsin Interest magazine. And it talks about how the races are shaping up. It talks about also how people are wondering how an Obama or a McCain administration might affect Wisconsin. We welcome your thoughts, your questions, your own speculation. Also interested, I know a lot of political junkies listen to this program. A lot of people interested in politics are tuned in. And maybe even people who are running for office Are you running for the state legislature? Looks like just about everybody is, according to some of these articles. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. I'm wondering if you think this is a year for the Democrats. Do you want the Democrats to control the state legislature entirely? Or do you like this idea of having Republicans and Democrats sharing power? We welcome your thoughts on that as well. And, Jeff, what about that? Your article says that even Governor Doyle might not want Democrats to take control of the state legislature. Really?
Well, I think that it's often convenient for governors to have a foil, to have somebody to blame if things don't go right. I think when, for example, in Governor Doyle's first term, when there was a Republican-controlled legislature, he was able to, you know, blame them when things went wrong. And, you know, often now there is some tension between him and the Democratic Senate. But if, let's say there, this is, you know, part of what the political community is talking about. Let's say Assembly Democrats win, Senate Democrats maintain control of the Senate. There's, good numbers in both houses, and they send him a universal health care bill. Well, Governor Doyle has been against the universal health care bill, and so would he, reject that, or would they send it to him even if he didn't want it? You know, so it creates some problems. You know, when there is not a sort of a balanced or a split legislature kind of balances things out, and only bills that are really have a bipartisan tilt really make it to them. And so under a Democratic legislature, sometimes that unleashes, if it's one party or another, it unleashes sort of the bills that never really make it all the way through. And those can be problematic for governors sometimes.
Yeah. And then he doesn't get some bills that he wants, like the smoking ban, and that's one of the reasons people are speculating that he appointed Roger Bresky Railroad Commissioner, because Roger Bresky was an opponent of the smoking ban, and Doyle wanted him out of the legislature.
Well, I think there may be more to it than that, but I think that definitely anti-smoking advocates are really happy that Roger Bresky isn't there. He was viewed as one of the roadblocks to a statewide smoking ban getting through the legislature. Doyle made this a priority, and so if there is a Democratic-controlled legislature, I think the odds would seem to improve that he'd get a statewide smoking ban to his desk. And so, Bresky, who is was a former president of the Tavern League, he was not, he was an opponent of an immediate ban, and there were some compromises thrown about, but they, that just never got worked out.
I was looking at some other articles posted on the wispolitics.com website, including where you highlighted the various primary battles coming up and how the legislative map is shaping up. I mean, how in general, there are so many different seats and so many different candidates. In general, it's going to be a busy primary season, right?
Oh yes, I mean, I think a lot of the action though is in the seats, the open seats where legislators are retiring, where they're not seen as being swing seats. So the battle is in the primary. For example, two Democratic seats where legislators are retiring, two longtime legislators, Frank Boyle in Superior,
right,
and Dave Travis in Wanakee, the Madison area. They're both retiring, and so there's whoever wins the primary there is the odds-on favorite to become the next legislator.
Yeah.
So there's that's where a lot of the biggest battles are in these partisan the seats that are definitely in the D column or the R column.
Yeah, a Democrat will take over for Frank Boyle and for Dave Travis, maybe because a Republican isn't even running, right?
Right. Yeah. And we don't. That could very well be, and we'll know for sure tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow, the deadline. And again, what are you going to be watching this fall most closely in terms of these seats when it comes to, you know, who controls the legislature?
Well, I think some of it has to do. I mean, I don't think you can ignore the presidential landscape. I mean, in any presidential year, that's the dominant race. But it may be especially so this year because there's not a Senate race either. There's no U.S. Senate race. So, you know, and there's no other statewide office race. So it's the presidential race, and it's the there's congressional races. There's only one real congressional race. That's in the 8th CD up in Green Bay. And then there's the race for the legislature. So I think that this connection between what happens in the presidential race and happens in these other races is it's a little closer because there's no there's no other statewide race. And so I think you just can't ignore the national political landscape and how Wisconsinites are thinking about national issues. They definitely think Wisconsin is on the wrong. They definitely think the nation is on the wrong track, and so that argues for change. I think candidates that ignore change, ignore the desire, the unhappiness of the voters, could be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a call from Mary in La Crosse. Hi, Mary. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'm one voter that is already disappointed because of the change issue. There was one question, actually there were two, that I said in the primaries that I would like to ask the candidates who were running for president. And one of them was, when it comes time to pick your cabinet and other top positions, would you take resumes? Would you advertise? Would you pick the best candidate instead of who you owe, or and here I'm hearing that when you ask what job would Doyle have in the cabinet instead of the other way around, and to me that is so disappointing. And also, who can replace Rod Kunin as as commissioner of railroad? Yeah. He's one of my favorite people to listen to on Larry Mueller's show at Noontime, and to hear the reasoning for the gentleman that was picked just makes me really, really pessimistic. That is there ever going to be any change in the way government is run? I don't want to use the word politics and partisan. I'm sick of those. I want to see these as jobs that people take because they're qualified. They will do the job for our state and for our country.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mary, for your call and your input. First, I thought she was disappointed in us just talking about this, but this is what's being talked about or speculated on, right, Jeff?
I think that what I heard there, and I don't know whether she's still on the line. What I think I heard there was she didn't like the cynical way that some of these decisions are made.
Right.
I guess I think that politicians always use political insight and sometimes cynical views to make decisions and make appointments. I don't think that that's a new thing. I mean, we can go back to FDR trying to pack the Supreme Court. I think that's an age-old thing. I don't think it was necessarily, reported as such. I think that a lot of this kind of attitude is sort of laid out there a little bit more than it ever was before. And so I think that does that feed into voter cynicism? Probably.
Yeah. We have to take a weather break. Is there any, there is speculation that if Obama wins, maybe Jim Doyle would be tapped for an appointment somewhere. Is there speculation as to where that appointment might be? What department?
Well, it runs from, Attorney General. He was a longtime Wisconsin Attorney General. To ambassadorship, perhaps. Lucy became ambassador to Mexico, for example, to perhaps a judgeship. And some go so far as to say, well, maybe he'd be a good pick to be on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, let's talk more about that after weather. Jeff Mayer is our guest, president of WIS Politics Publishing, talking about state politics and what politicians the state might lose under an Obama or a McCain administration. And we are also exploring the upcoming state legislative races in the state during this edition of our State Capitol Report. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 11 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Monday, July the 7th, the first Monday of the month, which usually means Phil Corvo, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, steps in to talk with you about Wisconsin Public Radio and to answer your questions. We have a fill-in for Phil today, and it is Cheryl Gasser. Cheryl is the director of talk programming for Wisconsin Public Radio, so we'll concentrate on your questions and feedback about our talk programming during our next hour. It's the first Monday of the month with Cheryl Gasser. Right now, we're talking state politics. This is our State Capitol Report when we talk about the latest news involving the state capitol or state politics. Right now, lots of people looking forward to the fall. Tomorrow is the filing deadline for anybody who wants to run for state legislature to submit their nomination papers. And we're talking on how these races are shaping up. Talking as well about whether or not Barack Obama or John McCain will have an influence on who we vote for in terms of the state legislature here in the state of Wisconsin, and the political whispering that's going on about who would stay and who would go should Barack Obama or John McCain win the White House. Do you care? Do you wonder about Governor Doyle possibly getting a job with the Obama administration? Is there a state legislative race that you are concerned about watching? How about for Congress? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. So far, nobody calling in who's running for office. Though there are a lot of busy primaries going on around the state, again, you're welcome to call in to talk about why you're running for office. Anything's fair game during this edition of the State Capitol Report. Jeff Mayers, our guest from WisPolitics.com, wrote a piece on the political speculators looking into the crystal ball. And that article is in the latest edition of the Wisconsin Interest magazine. One of the races we haven't talked about so far, Jeff, is the race for 8th Congressional District. That is considered the only competitive race for Congress in Wisconsin?
Yes, it is. Redistricting takes care of most of that. But, yeah, this is a rematch from 2006 when Kagan and Gard were running to fill the seat being vacated by Mark Green, who ran for governor against Jim Doyle and lost. He's now the ambassador to Tanzania. And so this is a rematch. I think right now the political insiders are mostly giving the edge to Kagan again because of this being a bad political environment for Republicans. And, John Gard is viewed as somebody who can be tied, closely to Bush. But I think that, Gard's a hard worker. He's an adept fundraiser. He's running a good campaign. He has a lot of experienced people with him. Kagan's, just a freshman. He's had some tough go of it in the early months, he seems to have settled down. I think that's a very interesting race. Green Bay is sort of the swing area inside the swing state. So it's, in many ways, it's going to be ground zero for all the ads because you've got a lot of competitive legislative districts. You've got the HCD, and then you've got the presidentials will be going hard after the Green Bay area independents.
Yeah. Any sitting Republicans that are maybe going to be putting up more of a fight than they might usually as an incumbent because of the political climate this year?
You're talking about on the Congress
yes.
side?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the margins are so so big. I mean, in terms of redistricting, that's, you know, very, very doubtful. Plus, you know, people like Jim Sensenbrenner and Paul Ryan have shown their independent streaks. You know, they don't always aren't always parroting the administration line, and so, you know, they show their independence and are outspoken, and so I think that helps tell voters, you know, the message to voters is, you know, they're not, you know, they may be conservatives, but, you know, they are independent thinkers. So, you know, so this is part of, you know, the Wisconsin, you know, tradition in terms of, you know, any successful politician. You know, those that are seen as independent thinkers seem to have an edge.
Yeah. Is there any, is Ron Kind, who is the Democratic incumbent for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, concerned at all that he's facing a libertarian challenge in Kevin Barrett? Is that his name?
Yeah, Kevin Barrett. Mm-hmm. Well, we should know. You probably had some shows on on him. Kevin Barrett is the former UW-Madison lecturer who became, I guess, famous or infamous, depending upon your point of view, because for teaching about 9/11 conspiracies at Madison, and so he's running as a libertarian. Well, I don't think that Ron Kind is seen as in danger. That's can be a swing district, and that's been held by Republicans in the past, and he actually has staked out some independent territory. Two, in fact, you know, arguing for a reform in the farm bill. He's also has a free trade plank in his platform, which has upset the state labor unions. So, you know, he's not viewed as a ultra liberal or somebody. You know, he's viewed more as a middle of the roader. So, I mean, I think that, you know, there's not really any discussion about him being in any danger. In fact, most of the discussion about Ron Kind is, you know, what sort of political future he may have statewide.
Well, in fact, what kind of political future might he have statewide?
Well, I mean, the talk is, I mean, from people who are Kind boosters, that he might be a good candidate for governor someday, or they might be a good candidate for U.S. Senate someday.
Yeah. Speaking of good candidates for governor someday, if Doyle does take a job with an Obama administration, should there be one, and Barbara Lawton somehow also gets a job and doesn't run for governor, who are the names of people out there that might be running for governor in Wisconsin the next time around? Is that 2010?
Right, 2010. Yeah. I think Ron Kind, Tom Barrett, who ran for governor, mayor of Milwaukee now. Of course, Tom Barrett, he was very, very early for Obama. There's even some speculation in Milwaukee that even though he won in a virtual walk for re-election this past April, that maybe he might get a job offer. There's no real Barrett people who are feeding those rumors, so... I think, Kind or Barrett would be, you know, atop a lot of people's list. But, I mean, I don't think you can count out, Barbara Lawton, if she, is in a lieutenant governor spot and Doyle leaves and then she becomes governor, you know, instantly, she is, she's the person to beat. Lieutenant governors don't get to shine, under most governors, and so she's preparing for all sorts of possibilities here. I mean, that's what she has to do, and she's been out there even raising money, even though she finds that rather distasteful. But she's been out there raising money because she knows that that's part of what you have to do to show that you're an adept fundraiser. And so I think that. A lot of that just remains to be seen.
Yeah, and in our final minute, on the GOP side for governor, whose names are being bantied about for the next go-around?
Well, I think the leader in the clubhouse has got to be Scott Walker, who ran last time, then pulled out and allowed Mark Green the nomination. He's the Milwaukee County Executive. He's been making preparations for it. But there is not everybody in the Republican circles is gung-ho about that. Some people are boosting Rick Graber, the former Republican Party chair, who's now the ambassador to the Czech Republic, as a possibility.
We'll leave it there. Thanks so much for being with us, Jeff. We appreciate it.
Anytime, Joy. And you can find more at wispolitics.com.
You can find a lot more. Thank you very much. Jeff Mayers, president of Wispolitics Publishing. And, yes, you can check out all the stuff on wispolitics.com. Thanks to Karen Prager and to Cynthia Schuster for producing this hour. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.